attention regarding my medical condition at all at Jennings or Ferguson, and it just got worse and worse. And they really stopped me from going to work, and they done that multiple times, and with no regards to me having a job, not trying to let me out earlier to get to work or anything like that. So I lost a lot through this. Far as the policing, no, it hasn't. It hasn't. No, I wouldn't honestly say it improved. No, it actually got worse, because it seems like the crime has went up, and the police are really, the jails are just running in and out. Like, they way more packed than they were before Mike Brown was shot. The jails are way more packed, so they haven't improved at all.
Well, I want to thank you all for being with us. We'll certainly link to all the information about this. Michael John Voss, managing attorney at Arch City Defenders, Allison and Herbert Nelson Jr., plaintiffs in the class action lawsuits. That does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8 o'clock. Coming up next is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with our host, Joe Uris and Abe Proctor. Today, we'll talk about the $600 billion subsidy for America's most profitable industry.
And now, a blast from the past, a little tidbit from the KBOO archives.
My name is Peter Seeger, a wood chopper and sometime banjo picker. I urge you to listen to KBOO in Portland and support it with some dollars, because otherwise it's not going to be around.
I bring out danger, danger in the water, bring out love, bring out
love. KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Crema Bakery, located at 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, serving morning pastries, coffee, teas, cakes, sandwiches, and soups. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street, serving breakfast, sandwiches, salads, and burgers along the Willamette River. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, a locally owned neighborhood joint offering pizza, pinball, and cold beer since the spring of 2014.
Shattered many a young man's dreams, made him desire. to me. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. Friend only to the undertaker.
War. What is it good for? I wanna talk straight to you folks out there. This is KBOO.
As opposed to the way you usually talk?
Don't give me any trouble.
Guff? No guff.
No guff. I want no guff. This is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. And this is, you'll never guess what it is. Yeah, it is. It's Pledge Drive. We do this 3 or 4 times a year. Why? Because the corporate powers that be and the governmental powers that are not interested in financing, nor would you be interested in having them finance this station. Independence is our game. Independence is our name. K-Boo says it all. That boo is not nothing. And we now turn to you, you out there, many of you, and beg you, plead with you, whine at you, and yell at you, and even make jokes with you, hopefully, to urge you to put your life work aside for just a couple of minutes to call and make a commitment to this station. It cannot, it will not, it shall not exist without your support. This is real. This is not some thing. This is a real thing. We're going to be talking about the role of military-industrial spending in this society. We'll talk a little bit about President Eisenhower's warnings way back before most of you were born in 1960, or was it 61? No, 60, saying, hey, the military-industrial complex is going to be dangerous. It's going to be a bad thing unless we control it. We didn't, and now we have a military-industrial congressional conspiracy to keep us all in its thrall. And the most crucial example of that is how we got into the Middle East mess we're in now.
Really? There might be even better examples than that. But we can talk. We can talk about that.
We can talk about it. And people might want to call. I want to just start out by pointing out that 55% of discretionary funding in the United States, 55% is military, Department of Defense, war, nuclear weapons programs, all that stuff.
This is the money that we choose to spend, that we can prioritize. There's a big chunk of the budget that's we are obligated by statute to pay. That's things like Social Security, things like Medicare, and so on. But the discretionary budget is no small thing. And more than half of that is spent on the Defense Department.
And I think that the twisted turns of ugliness that characterize our current situation, including an impending and almost certain unending war once again in the Middle East, created originally by George W. Bush and by the earlier Bush and by Dick Cheney, the vice president, those guys, that whole thing will not go away. It'll go on and on and on. But there are voices, many of them, fighting constantly to try, fighting maybe the wrong word, struggling constantly to try to change things. And among those voices, clearly in the Portland metro area, is one, and I say one, authentic, and that's the key word, authentic radio station. People are here volunteering because they care, because they are concerned. Whether it's music or public affairs, we are on it. And if you care about our survival as a station, not individually, if you care about hearing the news, if you care about Amy Goodman, if you care about the variety of programming that we do, you have to put up. And I mean it in a moral imperative sense. You got to put up some money. It could be $50. It could be $20. It could be $100. Hey, maybe there's somebody sitting with $1,000 in their pocket want to dump on us right today. I could handle it.
That's true.
We can
do
that.
Maybe your name's Paul Allen and you want to write us a check for $5 million.
Maybe
we'll take
it is.
Your call, Mr.
All right.
Allen.
All right. Call us, 231-8187. If you want to give money, and I know you do. I know you do. Oh, yes, you do. You do. You really do. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And with these newfangled devices, KBOO.FM. Won't you do it now? Let's make the phones ring. Let's get this thing over with, and let's get on with our programming.
Do it for Joe.
Well, don't do it for me. Do it for the station.
Do it for yourself, too.
Yeah, do it for yourself, really. Yeah. I don't care. I can walk away anytime.
But you won't. No, you won't.
Well, they may come with an undertaker shovel. I don't know.
Well, we can't. We won't. That'll be a win.
I'm in a grim mood.
Call us now, 877-500-5266. No one's going anywhere right now. So.
Right. They nailed me to this chair. I'm stuck here. Oh, please, let me free.
And don't forget about the sweepstakes. Call
in. Wait. What sweepstakes?
Get yourself enrolled in our sweepstakes. It's
sweepstakes?
So cool. You get a horse in the Kentucky Derby? Yeah,
what?
A horse in the Kentucky Derby. No, you get $300 in gift certificates to the Saturday Market, Portland Saturday Market.
Wow.
You get free Tai Chi for 4 months.
I could do with some Tai Chi.
Tai Chi is awesome.
That would be good for me.
You would be so serene.
I can never be serene.
You would learn.
I might be calm, but never serene.
Joe would be boring.
Yeah, well, that's true. And also, we don't want a serene Joe on the air, only at the Tai Chi. So if you call that 877-500-5266, whether or not you become a member, we will put your name in the drawing. Although we really want you to become a member.
I want to say I'm more an Aikido kind of guy.
But at Tai Chi, Aikido, it's all good, right?
Yeah. If you want to punch out your opposition. Never mind.
Come on down. We're going to have the drawing on the 25th of February at 10 a.m.
Wow.
So come on, give us a call. Come on down. Come to 20 Southeast 8th, and you can meet up with us here. You can give a pledge. We'll give you a cup of coffee, show you around the station. But it's all part of the community. You are a part of a community because you are listening.
Well, now, in the sweepstakes, is there food involved?
No food. No. Well, no. Saturday Market has food. You could get food at Saturday
Market.
You could eat your
gizzard away.
Yeah, you can have food and then you can learn Tai Chi on top of it.
No, you should take Tai Chi first and then eat.
You don't want to take Tai Chi on
here's
a full
the thing.
Stomach.
Here's
yeah.
the thing, folks. Seriously. This station survives on your goodwill and your real money support. It cannot and it will not survive without commitments by people just like you. Now, you may already have given money. It's time to give a little bit more. You may be a new listener, and you may not realize that we do need your support. So won't you, right now, make those telephones ring, give us a glad feeling, and the glad feeling will translate itself into the survival of this station. You know, because you're listening, how valuable this station is. Whether it's music or public affairs, you are aware of how significant in Portland this station is. And I want to give you one word that tells you why it's so important. It's authentic. It's authenticity that's involved. We are not putting on a sham. We are not giving you a stylish presentation. We are giving you a variety of opinions believed in authentically by the people who present them.
This radio show brought to you by Amalgamated Defense Industries Incorporated.
Just remember, the gun in your hand is the gun that's grand.
No, Joe makes a very good point. I mean, we do our share when it comes to pledge drives of wheedling and cajoling and
whining.
And whining.
Begging.
But also, I put it to you right now that the choice you make to support KBOO is a rational choice. Why? Because it brings value to your life. If you didn't get something from this program, even if you disagree with Joe and I entirely, even if you only listen because it gets you fired up, that still brings something of value to your life. And as Dr. King told us, one of his most wise statements, budgets are moral documents. The way we spend our money, and that's the subject of today's show, by the way, the way we spend our money tells you something about our moral values. So if you support community radio, if you support news that you can't find anywhere else, then you owe it to yourself as a statement of your moral values to support this radio station financially.
Yeah, what's the name of the guy on NBC who lied?
Which one?
Oh, the
Oh, Williams, the anchor.
Yeah, the anchor.
Yeah, Brian Williams.
Brian Williams, liar. Oh, well, maybe it's a kind of a stress thing, and he thought he really was on the airplane that got shot. The helicopter.
I don't know.
Come on. The fact of the matter is those sleazeballs are dominating the news cycle. Those sleazeballs lie to you, supporting government programs that are bad for you. Those sleazeballs are all they will be if you do not be a supporter of this station. I you know, don't threaten people. That's uncool. Well, what are we supposed to say? We can't deny the fact that we alone are authentic, that we alone are struggling to make society a better place on the air. Now, there are a lot of other good voices. We don't mean to imply that we're the only one. A lot of good organizations. But much of that energy is funneled through this station. Over the years, for 45 years, 46 years, what is it? All these years, KBOO has maintained a progressive outlook, an outlook that looks to the needs and concerns of people who are underrepresented. And this station is their station and your station, and you know that. And I know these are hard times, and it's kind of doldrums, and it's sort of wet and windy, and come on, let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's put our money where our thinking is. Let's make a commitment to this station, and then we can talk about war and what it's not good for. 877-500-5266. I say that too slowly or too fast. I'll repeat it again. 877-500-5266. And all you people who are hipper, who have, you know, have cell phones or smartphones or any kind of a computer, KBOO.FM, surprise us with a contribution online.
You know what amuses me, Joe?
What amuses you?
It amuses me.
What?
That you refer to these various internet devices as newfangled. The fangle ain't so new anymore.
No, 20
They've
years.
They've been around a while.
20 years.
But one might say that a more accurate Old depiction fangled. Of the situation is that you're a Luddite.
I am a Luddite.
Yes.
I would like to see us return to the good old days of, I don't know, when, what? I can't think of a good old day. Newspapers. Yeah, whatever happened to newspapers. The Argonians folded.
Well, so to speak.
As it were, you could fold it and you put it in your pocket. You could fold it and put it in your tiny little watch pocket.
Or line your birdcage or whatever.
Well, you that always.
So today we're talking about military spending.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, we spend an awful lot.
Yeah.
We're going to spend a little bit north of $600 billion.
Oh, that can't be right.
On the military this year. This is down from the height of the Iraq War a few years ago.
Yeah.
So we've actually managed to trim it back.
Whoa.
To $600 billion per year. This is far and away the largest military budget in the world, largely because we maintain bases in 63 foreign countries.
That can't be true.
It's true. Many of these countries have dozens of American military installations. During the Bush regime that you described so lyrically a few moments ago, a whole bunch more bases were built largely with the long-term objective of encircling China from the West and establishing a long-term American presence in the Central Asian Stan nations.
The Stans.
Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan.
All them Stans. Which are none of them democracies.
We have an enormous military empire that spans the globe. Apologists will tell you that it exists to protect our freedoms. I submit that we have not waged a war to defend American freedom since 1945.
So what we're doing today is, our topic is the military budget and how it perverts all of our society and the world, including the environment. That's where we're focused. But the other focus has to be, because it's absolutely imperative, getting you to get up off your whatever it is you are on and making a phone call or a direct effort through the
newfangled internet.
The newfangled devices, right? Like KBOO.FM or 877-500-5266, making a commitment to the station. And you know, The other day, I had a very good caller who pointed out that we aren't able to do the production that we should do for this show. When I was doing commercial radio, I had staff of paid workers who were paid, including me. And we were able, if we decided we wanted to talk about an issue like water in Portland or whatever, we could use our staff to reach out to the people necessary so we could have multiple voices. That's not so easy to do under these circumstances, because Abe and I are just really volunteers. We come in here once a week and we do the job we do. Now, I think we're pretty good. I think we're fairly entertaining. But, you know, we are what we are because there's no money to go beyond where we are. And you, all of you, make it possible for this just to function, to have this machine blasting out the truth.
And the newfangled radio machine.
Newfangled radio machine, yes, right, to go with the newfangled computer machines. So I think there are probably people that want to call us. What we're really talking about, and this is the figures we have come from the American Friends Service Committee, what we're really talking about is how perverted, how distorted, how disgusting, really, it is that we are still, despite the warnings of a good old general and president twice of the United States, Dwight David Eisenhower, despite those warnings, we are still in the thrall of the military-industrial congressional establishment. And fighting that is endless and tiring.
It's you make a very good point.
Hey, you know, we're going to go to Sandy Polishuk right now. Who's on the air, actually, and I want to hear from her.
Okay.
Let's do that. Because that's going to happen right now.
All right. Sandy, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what is on my mind is Global Divestment Day, which is coming up Friday.
What is that?
It is happening over 400 places in this country and around the world. And in Portland, we are just going to have the most fun event, and I want to invite everybody. It's going to be during a lunch hour, 12 to 1, in front of City Hall on the 4th Avenue side, that nice little plaza in front of City Hall. Charlie Hales, over a year and a half ago.
Well, he's our mayor.
Best from fossil fuels. This is all about climate change. It's all about getting the oil, coal, and gas companies to leave most of their reserves in the ground, because if we take them out and burn them, it's game over for the planet.
Mm.
So I'm not going to go into the science here. I'm going to go into the event. But it's this is a Valentine's Day Friday event.
So it's this Friday?
It's this Friday.
From noon to one?
I'm sorry?
From noon to one?
What to one?
Noon to one.
Yes, noon to one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And
in front of the City Hall.
It's at City Hall. We're basically telling Charlie that, you know, if he wants to be our Valentine, he's got to divest from fossil fuels. He's got to come through on this commitment he made. We're going to be doing a photo petition, which is where you write something up and you hold it in front of yourself and you get a picture taken. And you send that, you can tweet it, you can use Instagram, you can email it to Charlie. And we've got some ready-made letters, we've got blanks for you to do, we've got hearts, we've got cupids, we've got candy, we've got
I want flowers. A cupid!
It's going to be so much fun. We've got the Raging Grannies coming, and they've got two new original climate change songs.
Oh no, not the Raging Grannies.
The Raging Grannies. It is just going to be such a fun event, and I just knew that your listeners would want to know about it. So that's why I called. This Friday the 13th, or
whoa,
we're seeing Valentine Friday,
yes,
from 12 to 1.
Okay, thank you. Right. Thank you for the call.
If you've got a phone that takes pictures and sends emails, that you can send this email to Charlie, comb your hair, because we're going to take your picture.
Comb your hair? I don't have hair. What are we going to do? All right, thanks,
well,
Sandy.
Put your smile on.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for the call, Sandy.
Thank you.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
Brought to you by the Chocolate Floral Restaurant Complex.
Yeah.
Portland City Hall, 12
Portland
o'clock
City
Friday.
Hall. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, this is KBOO. We should mention that. because we've only done so 50 times already, KBOO 90.7 FM. The number to call to talk on this program, 503-231-8187. The number to call, the more important number today, to make a contribution to support this radio station, 877-500-5266. If you have an old-fangled internet machine, you can use that. KBOO.FM. Click on the tip jar. It's just that easy. You can contribute from the comfort of your ratty old bathrobe and your bunny slippers. I kid you not. It's just that easy.
I really want bunny slippers.
Well, you can get yourself some.
I want them. I want them to magically appear. I don't want to buy them. Come on.
We're talking today about military spending. We mentioned earlier it is about 55% of the discretionary United States budget. In dollar terms, that's north of $600 billion annually. That is a big chunk of change. So what we're interested in today is, first, your support for this station. Secondly, in a saner world, what would you do with that kind of money?
What could we
accomplish?
What couldn't you do?
With $600 billion. Dollars.
Could give me a few million. I could figure something out. Okay, let's hear.
Yes. If you don't want to make a phone call, though, you can leave a comment at our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Abe and Joe. Trevor did just that. Trevor says, give the money back to the taxpayers. Cut entitlements, including government pensions, while you're at it. Now, this is a good opportunity, Joe.
For what?
To define the term entitlements. They're not entitlements. Pensions, Social Security, Medicare, these are earned benefits that workers pay for over the course of their working lives.
Yeah,
they're not entitlements that they get for nothing.
Yeah, I think that's a confusion currently pushed by the right wing. The fact of the matter is that many such deals, many such arrangements began really before the Roosevelt administration, before the Great Depression, but were firmed up and strengthened nationally during the period of time when recovery from a Great Depression was absolutely needed. Now, you can argue, well, those programs helped a lot of people, but they didn't end the Depression. No, war ended the Depression.
War ended the Depression.
And that's a sad fact. But right now, you can be a part of the struggle. You can tell your Congress people that, you know, come on, let's not waste 55% of the discretionary money on warfare, and let's not engage in wars. Now, it gets really difficult when you look at something like the horrors of ISIS. But the horrors of ISIS are the direct spawn, the children of Dick Cheney's plan to occupy the Middle East. And let's not forget that.
So what could you do with $600 billion if you weren't funding a world-wrapping military establishment?
I could buy a puppy.
You could buy so many puppies.
So many
puppies. You could drown yourself in puppies. We could provide free health care to every man, woman, and child in the United States.
In the world.
For the entirety of their lives.
For that. I mean, that's really actually true. Anyway, we want to hear from you. Just to call us to talk on the air, 231-8187. Who do we got?
Tim, good morning.
Are you there? Tim?
We'll come back to Tim if we can.
Okay. You know, this is the, I have to say that raising money, begging and whining, pleading and being amusing about it is hard work.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But it's rewarded because we know, and you know out there, that this station exists on you and all of you alone. We cannot, we will not, it's not possible to do this work without the support of people just like you. Now, some people are poor. Some people can give $20. Some people are better off. They can give $200. Anywhere beyond that or before that, this is the money we need. And this is a serious, serious need. It's not a fake thing. We don't do this because we think it's so cool or fun.
Well, it is kind of cool.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of tired of asking people for money, I got to admit. But I will do it. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Hey, I got some folks to thank.
Hey.
So we've got Evelyn, Ansel, and Tim, all from Portland, all renewing.
Oh, great.
And a new member, Linda from Portland.
Yay!
Woo! Yeah. So we love our new members. We also love our renewing members. But
we love everybody. We want
you to share the love. So give us a call at 877-500-5266, and we will share the love with you.
Yeah, and it'll keep me from singing.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. That's a really good idea not to let Joe sing.
I may have to sing. I don't know.
If you, though, want to come down here in person to the glittering marble towers that are cable headquarters.
Right, with the gold toilet seats, don't forget.
Gold toilet seats, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Tell the security team that you're here to make a contribution. They will usher you up to the penthouse.
Our security team do not use AK-47s.
No, they use good American-made submachine guns.
You bet.
Then you can come in, you can take a tour of the studio, you can come back and meet our staff of dashing and attractive volunteers.
Yes.
You might have a bite to eat.
We're all beautiful or handsome, as the case may be.
That's right. At 20 Southeast 8th, come on right out. You come on down. We'd love to meet you.
You'll be both amazed and perhaps appalled at what a funky situation we are. But we've been this way for 45 years, and people have grown to both love us and fear us.
But we do have a beautiful paint job in the back room.
Yeah,
we have a beautiful paint job on the front wall.
Yes, and on the front, in the very front.
We're so very pretty. Let's just establish
that. Come on
that.
Down. But you can call, too, and that number is 877-500-5266. We have some lovely, dedicated volunteers here who are here waiting to take your call. One or two of them have been here since 6 a.m.
Unbelievable.
And these are dedicated people, so you know you want to talk to these people. And you can even go online. Say you don't want to talk to anybody. Say you're kind of a recluse or just too busy. You can go online to kboo.fm and make your pledge that way, in secret.
In secret.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so like the government.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
People, we people do, ask we